BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you and welcome to BizScoops for business news local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, the fuel tax relief is extended until 2 June. And South Africa has proposed sweeping changes to its exchange control system. The economist Waldo Krugel talks about the country's economy in view of this week's Freedom Day commemoration. In international business news, Japan Airlines will begin a trial using humanoid robots for ground handling tasks. In investment news, BP has reported a sharp rise in profits for the first quarter of this year. And we conclude our talk with Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. National Treasury and the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources yesterday announced an extension of fuel tax relief until 2 June with additional support for diesel users. The diesel levy will be cut to zero, increasing relief to 3 rand 93 per litre, while petrol relief remains at 1 rand 10 per litre. The move follows continued pressure on global oil prices due to the Middle East conflict. Government says the measure, costing an estimated 17.2 billion rand, will be fiscally neutral, with levies set to return to normal levies from 1 July. South Africa has proposed sweeping changes to its exchange control system, including tighter oversight of crypto assets and relaxed rules on capital flows. The National Treasury says the reforms aim to modernize decades-old regulations and position the country as a stronger financial hub. Proposals include increasing offshore allowances for individuals and simplifying cross-border transactions. Officials say the changes could attract significant investment, with estimates suggesting up to 10 trillion rand over time. The draft proposals, released for public comment, also seek to address capital outflows and improve regulatory clarity. And the National Treasury has published draft public procurement regulations for comment, proposing expanded use of race-based criteria in awarding state tenders. The rules, linked to the Public Procurement Act signed in 2024, would allow contracts of up to 20 million rand to be reserved for 100% black-owned firms with a 30% annual procurement target. For larger contracts, bidders must meet spending thresholds with black-owned suppliers or face exclusion. Critics say narrowing the supplier pool through strict ownership and pre-spend criteria on more than 1 trillion rand in annual government procurement spending risks higher costs, reduced competition, and lower value for money. The Center for Risk Analysis says this could exacerbate procurement delays, inflate prices, and deter non-compliant suppliers that may be larger or more efficient. We now have the economist, Professor Waldo Krugel, on the line with us. Professor Krugel, today we talk about the country's economy in view of this week's Freedom Day commemoration. Is freedom possible without economic growth?
Freedom Day prompts reflection amongst the commentariat every year. One article asked, is this what liberation was supposed to look like? It makes the argument that inequality, unemployment, and failed service delivery are a form of structural violence that erodes people's dignity. What I find missing is the important point that South Africa's economy has grown too slowly since 1994. For liberation to be realized. In per capita terms, the economy has grown at an average of 0.6% per year over the 32 years. From 1994 to 2008, the growth rate was 1.7% per year. From 2009 to 2025, the economy contracted in per capita terms by an average of 0.2% per year. Yet growth is still not our most important target. We would prefer pro-poor growth or inclusive growth. That's like preferring a red car over a blue car. But if you don't even have a car, it's all hypothetical. The economist Lant Pritchett recently pointed out that growth in GDP per capita explains 90% of all positive development outcomes, such as access to sanitation, reductions of malnutrition, better schooling, and the preservation of the natural environment. Growth is enough. People sometimes say that economists just want to see the line on the growth chart go up. But in many ways, that would be enough for liberation. We should pursue any kind of growth at all costs.
Thank you. That was Professor Waldo Krugel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Krugel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. Japan Airlines will begin a 2-year trial using humanoid robots for ground handling tasks at Tokyo's Haneda Airport from May. The airline says the robots will initially assist with loading and unloading cargo as a response to labor shortages driven by rising tourism and a shrinking workforce. Japan Airlines, which employs around 4,000 ground staff, hopes the technology could later be used for cleaning cabins and operating equipment. Officials say the move aims to ease physically demanding work, although key safety responsibilities will remain with human workers. Energy giant BP has reported a sharp rise in profits for the first quarter, more than double to $3.2 billion, driven by higher oil prices amid the Iran conflict. The company says strong performance in its oil trading division boosted earnings as volatility in global markets widened profit margins. Oil prices have surged since tensions escalated around the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for global energy supplies. However, BP warned that production remains flat and could decline in the coming months due to ongoing disruptions in the Middle East. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. Sally, last week you discussed one of your promises, which is to make profit and have fun while doing so. We conclude our discussion. For leaders listening who are curious but maybe skeptical, you offer free tools like the Profit Check and the Leadership Assessment. What can those quick diagnostics reveal, and how should a leader interpret their results?
So a lot of the time, leaders are frustrated and a little bit uncertain about where the gaps are and where they should put their energy to go and make an impact, make change and deliver results. And by going through these tools and these like pre-assessments, what it shows you is where could potentially be the first most important place for you to go and put your energy so you can start making the change to close the gaps to get where it is that you want to go. Because if we scatter ourselves across multiple issues at once, we will never win because we don't have enough time and energy and mental capacity to deal with many, many, many problems at once. When we know exactly what the most important problem is to solve that will have the biggest impact, then we can go and solve that problem and we bite one of those off at a time.
Looking ahead, what trends are you seeing in how African and global business leaders need to rethink their leadership approach if they want to stay competitive over the next 5 to 10 years? And how is Mavericks adapting its programs to that future?
So I think one of the biggest things that I believe is critical, and I see this going wrong in so many businesses, is getting absolute alignment in the leadership team of all the people who have the ability to influence the strategy and influence the results. And what this means is that everyone is involved in setting the business ambition. Everyone is involved in setting the strategy, and everyone takes ownership of the different parts of the strategy and what they've got to deliver. And that absolute ownership and accountability and agreed ownership and accountability rather than imposed is really what brings teams alive and enables businesses to operate in a very fluid and flexible way. Because the old way of having a set strategy and a need-to-know basis on how the business is performing is never going to enable you to win. What I suggest to a lot of people, and I've seen it work really well, is breaking the business up into smaller units and smaller accountable functions where we can measure how each of these units and functions are performing. What this enables us to do is really see which parts of the business are winning and which parts of the business need attention. So it's really about simplifying, getting alignment, getting clear and agreed direction, and then breaking the business up into measurable bite-sized chunks so that we can adapt and make change quickly.
And that was Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by NewsScoop.